When you think of flashpoints of the civil rights era, perhaps buses or lunch counters or voting booths come to mind. One area that's received less attention, public libraries. The Birmingham Public Library hosts a program about the integration of Southern libraries tomorrow. WBHM's Andrew Yeager reports.
In April 1963, the same spring as the Birmingham Children's Marches, Army veteran and student Shelley Millender walked into the main Birmingham library. Only whites were allowed inside. Millender, who is black, was the spokesman for a group of Miles College students attempting a read-in at the downtown branch.
If I could put my life on the line for the country, certainly I shouldn't be barred from a library.
Once inside, the group was told they had to go to a colored branch, so they sat down. But instead of a confrontation, the students were just left alone.
I was surprised that I didn't get the rejection that I had anticipated.
The group came back a few days later. Same thing. But that's because the library was segregated by custom, not by law, according to Wayne Wiegand, who wrote a book about integrating libraries. He says within days, the library board met to figure out what to do.
The board decided, well, we don't want the library to be a site for public demonstrations, but let's just open up the library to all races. And that's exactly what they did.
Wiegand says this bit of civil rights history is often forgotten because it was mostly driven by students who needed the library. The media tended to follow major civil rights figures who, for the most part, weren't involved in read-ins. Library integrations were peaceful, without bombings and dogs and fire hoses. Shelley Millender says integrating the library was well-earned, but he doesn't call it a victory.
I felt like I was entitled to it anyway, so I didn't think that they were doing me any great favor.
He says it was absurd to be banned for his skin color in the first place. For WBHM, I'm Andrew Yeager.
Wayne Wiegand will speak Tuesday evening at Birmingham's Central Library about integrating public libraries in the South. The Birmingham Public Library is a program sponsor of WBHM, but the News and Business Departments operate separately.